Hello guys, my name is Akosia Pepra from the UK and it's my turn on top 26 on This and That. I am a UX designer, a podcaster and a visual creator. So question one is, do you think the world will make any progress if technology didn't exist? I strongly believe we would have definitely made progress, but it's in a different way. I feel like technology has helped and brought a lot of, you know, innovation into the world, but has also made people a lot less smarter within common sense and within not taking initiatives. You know, within the olden times, like our ancestors, our grandparents, our, you know, great-grandparents, all of that, didn't have access to certain things. You know, going to the internet, onto Google, type everything and it comes up straightforward for you. You don't have to really do much work. They had to really sort of like find different ways to connect with nature, connect with the world, to find different things. And it made them be able to connect with nature and connect with the with themselves and this whole universe in a deeper way. But now everything is very different. So I do believe we would have had innovation, but just differently. That's what I think about that one. The next question is, what is true friendship like to you? For me, I believe true friendship equals to loyalty and guiding each other. I believe like when you bring people into your lives, when God put people, put you also into people's lives, it's for you to do for certain purposes. Either, you know, it's just for a short period of time, because some friendship don't, you're not supposed to be best friends with the person, but you'll be very like cordial. You'll be able to have certain conversations with them where, like, you know, it will teach you certain things. You might not speak every single day, but you know that this person, they're really, you know, you have those things. They have people, you know, you're very close to, like, it's like your best friends, or, you know, it's like a friendship group and all them things there. So friendship to me is like, it's different levels, and you have to really, really careful and very, very, you know, in tune with who and why you want to be friends or want to be acquaintance with that person. They have to be giving you something. You also have to be giving them something. Not in a sense of money or, you know, giving something that's like, you know, a gift or anything like that. But as in a sense of, what are you teaching me? What am I teaching you? Do I have a good influence in your life? And do you have a good influence in my life? When I speak to you, after I speak to you, how do I feel? Do you make me feel down? Are you a hater? Do you always like make me feel insecure as a friend? Or do I always make you feel insecure? What's a friendship based on, and what is the thing? Could it have stuff like business friendships where, you know, your friendship based off a business, and like you guys can really give each other some really great business ideas and things because that's what your friendship is on? Like work colleague, you guys work great together in the workplace and you're able to, you know, get, you know, they have friends that's outside of work, outside of thing, outside of business, but it's like friends, life friendships where, you know, advice, life advice, going out with each other, going to each other's houses, planning things together, holidays, going to, you know, new places to eat, whatever, just life in general. And, you know, this person influenced your life in great ways, so much theirs, you do for theirs. And that's what friendship is based on for me. It's like guidance. How's the person guiding you and how are you guiding them? Because I can't have a friend and they're just there. The same way somebody can't have me as a friend and I'm just there. Why am I bringing into your life that makes me so significant? The same as you as well for me. And that is the way I believe friendship, you have to be friends with people with intention. With everything you do in life, to me, I believe like you have to have intention behind it. Don't just be friends with people just to be friends with people because you just want to say that I'm friends with this person. Don't be calling everybody your friends either, because not everyone's your friends. Same for acquaintances, same for just work colleagues, same for school, you know, schoolmates, but they're not actually your friends. You get what I mean? You have just levels. But to me, it's really guidance and also loyalty. That's how it is. Yeah. The third question is, how do you explain consciousness? So consciousness is usually a part of your brain where you are here now. It's the part of yourself that is like equals to being aware. So I always speak about self-awareness in my podcast here, and that self-awareness comes from your consciousness. You know, we have the subconscious, which is basically your like a sleep state. It's a part of you that, you know, it's all about emotions, that your values, your morals, your deeper side of you that you don't see but you feel in your thoughts. But the consciousness is like this part of you, like me right now, when I'm speaking on this episode, everything I'm saying, I'm thinking everything I'm saying, like it's real, it's now, it's the now. That's your consciousness, it's the now, it's being aware of the now. That's your consciousness. And what is more important, the human body or the human mind? The human mind is more important because it is so profound, like it's so deep and profound, like the consciousness, the subconscious, which is two very deep parts to go into, especially the subconscious. And that literally controls your every part of your being, your body, your heart, every part of you. And if your mind is not right, it's like, you know, when people tell us why they're going through depression and all these different things, people have so many things that they go through on a daily day basis. People want to, you know, go through so many different things. And it's always a thing of, you know, letting them understand that, how is your mindset? What kind of mindset do you have, you know? Question 5 is, why do people do things which they know are wrong? Because they know they can get away with it. People do things like everything. No one can ever come and tell me, I don't know what I was doing. People know what they're doing, but they know who to do it to. They know who not to do it with. Because there's certain people that do certain things to you, but don't do it to somebody else. Which clearly shows you that they are very aware of what they're doing. They just do it because they want to. Because they feel like there's no consequences after. And that's why it's important for you to set boundaries, for you to have strict boundaries in life. When it comes to family, when it comes to friends, when it comes to work colleagues, schoolmates, everything. Everywhere you go, set boundaries. People don't bring like certain things to your doorstep, you know? People don't drain you. People don't bring negativity to your life because they know. I mean, people know, no one around me is bringing nonsense to my doorstep because they know you can't bring that to her, Kasia. You can't bring that to her. She will shut you down. It's not going to work. Unless somebody who doesn't know me, that they don't know. But anyone who knows me knows, like, I don't take those things lightly. Even if you're my friend, you're my family member, whoever you are, and I see you're doing certain things you think you can get away with it, I will draw a line for you real quick. Like, I will put you, my boundaries will be drawn for you ASAP. I don't play with that. So all you can do is, as a person, is really just set boundaries and have very strict boundaries. That anybody who wants to test that, you just literally eliminate them. You eliminate them. Because if you don't have that, you don't have those things in play, people don't be doing anything to you because they feel like they can. That's the whole reason people do what they would do things even when they know they're wrong. Next question is, do you believe the way we dress affects the way we think? No, it doesn't. The way you dress is the way you dress because you want to dress that way. How you feel is how you dress. If I want to dress this way today because I feel like this, I want to dress. If I want to dress well or black because I feel like wearing all black today, that's what I do. It doesn't affect the way I think or anything. It's actually how I think and how I feel equals to the way I dress. Yeah. So, who do you consider as family? Family to me is people who bring positive energy into your life, people who help you to get to the next level, people who guide you in life, people who have real loyalty to you and respect and real love, unconditional love for you. And that doesn't come with blood. So I have family members that I call them my family, but they're not blood related because these people have shown me real genuine love, support. They guide me. They are not afraid to tell me when, and they're like, nah, because this one is, let's go here. They are, some of them pray for me. They care about my well-being. They will go miles for me. And some of them are not even blood family. So family to me is that. It doesn't matter if you're blood or not. It doesn't matter. What role does family play in your life? My family plays a role, because the people I have around me, I really call them family. I don't really have friends, like people. I have acquaintances with people, you know, that I know, but I'm not close to them like that. You know, people that I know, they know me, we're cool, but I have people in my life that I call them family. They're not blood, but those people are family to me at this point, because we've got the bond has grown to that extent where I'm like, you're my family. Like, you're not even a friend, you're family for real. And I look at you in that kind of way because it isn't anything I won't do for you unless I can't. I really can't. And I will go on my soul to protect you the way I feel like you also protect me. I'll advise you. I will, if it's something I feel like you shouldn't do, I'll tell you not to do it. I have proper unconditional love for you the way I see you have for me. And that to me is family. You know, and you have to have that. And friends are basically like the family that we choose. If you have a family, you know, you're born into that, you don't choose, you're just born into it and you just have it. But then friends are like the family that you actually decide to form. And yeah, basically. So these people play a big role in my life. How often do you set goals for yourself? I tend to set goals for myself like even a weekly basis. Like my podcast, I know exactly how the kind of topic I want to do this week, the kind of audiences I want to pull in, the kind of people that I want to target. You know, sometimes I do like once where it's very spiritual, sometimes I do once it's very much of just like life advice, sometimes I do relationships. You know, I have certain goals for certain things. I have goals also within my life, as in when it comes to school, when it comes to work, when it comes to my well-being as a person, like how I eat, how I take care of myself. that. So it's a weekly basis, really. I set goals. We have them long-term life goals of, you know, where you want to get to the next 5 years, when you want to get to the next 3 months, within this year. I have this as well, but I do break it down where I have, you know, 3 months goals. I have 6 months. Within a year, I tend to have like a 6 months goal. So from January to June, I have it, and then from July to December, I have it. Then between that, I also break it down into weeks, the whole month, the 3 months. That's basically how I do it. And I feel like it's really important to break everything down into smaller pieces, so then you'll be, it's like, you know, when you're eating food, you can't eat all the food in one go, but when you break it down into little pieces, at the end of the day, no matter how long it takes, you're going to finish that food. Yeah, so that's how it works. So if you won a lottery, would you keep working in your current position? No, I would not. The next question is, how do you treat people who can't do nothing for you? Treat them the same way I treat people who can do everything for me. Treat them with love, respect, and with genuinity. That's it. The next question is, what or who lights you up? My grandmother, my siblings, and my boyfriend. These are really important people in my life. And then the friends that I have as well. Like, because I don't have a lot, but the few that I have, they really light me up, because I know they're really good people and I have great conversations with them and I learn from them and everything, and that, all of that lights me up. And just life in general lights me up, because, you know, that's just where life is. Like, you gotta be happy, just go, you know, move the flow, and really whatever you think is what you what you become. So I think I try to think very positive, I think very light, not very, you know, one place, sort of, like, you know, just move the flow, and that's then what you attract. So yeah, just life in general lights me up, I guess. Yeah. Next question is, do you work to live or live to work? Right now, like, trying to, where I'm still like establishing myself and trying to get to certain places, I can say, to be more realistic and be more honest, I'll say that I'm kind of working right now to live, but I am also putting things into place where it will get to a point very sooner than later where I'm like more of like living than just working. You know what I mean? But right now I'm kind of like working really to live, really. Let's be, to be very 100% honest with why I'm right now in my life. But I love what I do for work. That's the one thing. I make sure, like, no matter where I am, whatever it is I'm doing to sustain the life that I do want to have within the future, that whatever it is I'm doing, I'm loving what I'm doing. And that makes it worthwhile, you know? So yeah. The next question is, what's something you want to achieve before you die? Peace. That's it. True, genuine peace. That's all. And that is something, like, I believe everybody needs in their life. Everyone, I hope, and I pray that every single person really able to encounter and experience real, genuine peace in their life. Like, when you wake up, there's this sense of peace you have, and it's absolutely endless, like, an abundance of it. That's all I want. The next question is, one thing you can't live without? Peace. Again, for me, in my life, like, my peace of mind is the most important thing to me that I can't live without. Anything can go. Money comes and goes. People come and go. You change jobs, school. You sometimes you might fail some things. You win some. You have higher grades here, lower grades there. You know, you have to, you know what to do to get your good grades. With you know, but peace of mind, like, me going a day or a month or a week and not having any peace crushes me, because I'm trying to figure out, like, why is there's no peace in my life. And if I have to eliminate people, I have to remove myself from certain environments, certain situations to get that peace, I would go to the end of the earth to do that, because peace, I can't live without that. I need peace in my life. Within every aspect of my life, I need a peace of mind. That's all I want, and that's the most essential thing in life to me, my peace of mind. Yes. So the next question is, when do you think it's acceptable to disobey the law? When you are defending yourself. So if right now somebody just brings a gun in front of me and they are literally trying to kill me, and I have the ability to, like, you know, kill them first, yes, I'll kill them first. And that's the only time I think is good enough to disobey the law, because you are defending yourself, you know. If somebody wants to, you know, do something to you, that in that moment where you know that you can do something to them first, which might not be within the law, but it will save you or save other people there, do it. Yeah. The next question is, which is more important, what you say or how you say it? I believe it's how you say it. Everything you say, it doesn't matter, but how you say it is everything. You can say the worst thing, but it actually had, maybe had the good intentions behind it, and, you know, people can take it the wrong way, all because of just the way you said it. So it's really important to learn how to speak in certain places, what to say, what to say, how to maneuver in the world and around different people, because it's all within what you say. It's all within how you say things, not really what you say. And then the next question is, do you believe in true love? yes, I do believe in true love, because right now I'm in love, and I believe I have found true love, and I do believe true love exists, like, all around. And I believe true love is not just in relationships, as in, you know, man and a woman. I believe there's true love in your family, true love within siblings, within friendships, within the world. Like, people have true love with their pets, where, like, they 100% their pet will, you know, haven't you seen dogs that would die for their owners? That's love right there. That's loyalty and love. So sometimes I feel like we concentrate a lot on just man and woman love and stuff, but forget that there's love everywhere, in different places, in different ways. Like, my love for water and nature is so pure. Like, I love water, like the ocean, the sea, the rivers, the streams, and nature, like the trees and the earth. I love it. Like, I have so much love for nature, and that is true love for me. And that makes me so happy, you know? So it's not really just man and a woman. It's about finding where in life, and the people or the things in life that really bring you genuine love and true, proper, unconditional love. It can be your pets, it can be nature, it can be God, it can be your relationship with God, it can be your friends, it can be family. It's not just within man and a woman, you know, kind of thing. And I think that's where people tend to, like, lose the what this whole life is about, the concentration on relationships, especially in our generation, where people just want to get into relationships so much because they're so desperate for it, because they think that's where true love comes from. But really, it's not. You can find love when you start to learn that love is all around. That's when you actually be able to attract real love when it comes to also your man and woman relationship. If you don't understand that love is everywhere around you, and, like, you know, and you don't endure in all of that around you, that's when people end up in relationships that break them and really just creates things around them that is just negative and abusive, you know, situation, because they don't really know what love is, because they've even learned to love themselves. And the first true proper love is actually loving yourself. And once you're able to love yourself, you're able to love the world, love God, love the things that is within this world, have true love for your friends and family. And then it trickles down to then, you know, meeting somebody who also makes you that happy, because you know what true love is. So when you see it coming, you know how to accept it. So that's that one. So the next question is, what is something you are certain you will never experience? I'm not certain on anything. I'm the person that says never say never. Like, in my recent episode of my podcast, and my episode is called episode 28, it's called Never Say Never. I believe in life, never say never. Never say, I will not do this, I can never go through this, I'll never go through that. Because you do not know tomorrow, you don't know next month, you don't know what's coming at you. I believe it's really important to just pray for the wisdom, that God gives you the wisdom to you know, be able to maneuver. No matter what you encounter in life, what comes to you in life, pray that God, please give me the wisdom so that I know how to go about these things if it does come to me, if I do have to end up going through it. But never say, I'll never go through this and I can never go through that, because you do not know tomorrow at all. None of us do. But you can just pray for wisdom, because wisdom, when you have true wisdom, it allows you to be able to know how to speak, how to maneuver, how to, you know, get away from things, even if it's bad things, you know, if it's good things. Yeah, so that's that one. The next question is, if you had the world attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? God is real. That's the thing I'll say. If I had attention for 30 seconds, the world attention for 30 seconds, all I'll say is God is real three times. God is real. God is real. God is very much real. And, you know, I believe that God is not just a thing of, you know, how it maybe is put in the scriptures, like, you know, God is this man that just sitting on a throne. I believe God is an energy. It's an energy of a feminine energy and a masculine energy that comes together to form this world. God is nature. God is the universe. And that itself should show you that God is real. And God is within all of us, within me, within you. And there's things that happen in this, like, you can't tell me. I look at the water and I'm like, who created this water? This waterfall? Who created all these beautiful trees? Something did. And, like, that thing did, to me, that's God. That is that supreme being. And to me, I just want people to just encounter that and have the experience of that for themselves, you know? So, yeah, that's what I'll say to people. The next question is, if you could speak one word, what would you say? If you could speak one word, what would you say? Peace. I'll say peace. Peace unto all of us, peace unto the world, and peace unto our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. Because that's like the most expensive thing you can have in this world. But you can't buy it, unfortunately. It's peace. Yeah. The next question is there an app you hate but still use? No. If I don't like something, I don't use it. That is me. If I don't like something, I don't use it. If I'm using it, that means, like, even if I don't know how to use it yet, that's okay. If I don't like it at all, I am not using it. That's just the way I am as a person. I don't like to endure myself in things that I hate or I don't like, but just using it for the sake of using it, nah. Sometimes, obviously, in life, like if you go to school, you might not want to go to school, so you have to do certain things. Sometimes you have to go to school even though you don't want to. Those are different. But as in an app where I can decide what kind of app I want to have on my phone, if I don't like an app, I'm not using it. Yeah, that's just the way that is. I believe that's the last question. So thank you very much, guys, for listening. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, episode of mine on this and that. Thank you, and I hope to see you guys soon. Bye.